If you are exhausted and frustrated by the marathon presidential election campaign, consider what it's like for Bay Area political humorist Will Durst.
This is so hard to nail down. You know, it's like trying to staple smoke. It's hard to parody a parody.
One of the challenges this year, he says, is that everybody wants to horn in on his professional turf.
Everybody's making fun of Trump. I mean, it's such a large target. It also focuses you to find a different angle, and that's the hard part, trying to find your own unique perspective picking on Trump.
But Durst can claim an advantage in experience. He's been focusing on politics since he started doing comedy more than 40 years ago.
I was kind of forged in the crucible of Vietnam and Watergate, so everything was political. Your blue jeans were political. Your haircut was political. And I remember the first time I was on stage, November 4th, 1974, and 3 months earlier, Richard Nixon had just retired, and he had gone into the hospital. I was kind of, at the time, seen as a ploy for sympathy. So my first political joke on stage was, when the going gets tough, the tough get phlebitis.
With much of that history to draw on, he will occasionally find an old joke that can be repurposed.
For instance, I used to do a joke about Bill Clinton. No matter what you think of his policies, you have to admire his ability not to get involved in them. I did it a couple of times, and it didn't really work with Clinton, but it really works with Obama.
But the incumbent president generally has not provided much inspiration.
No, he was awful for comedy for a number of reasons. One, very smart. He didn't make a lot of mistakes. Two, no scandal. Three, the racial thing. He had to be careful there. Four, that he did a really good job. So, no, he was awful for comedy.
So it's back to the current campaign to feed his constant need for fresh material.
Every day. I send out a joke on Twitter and Facebook. Like yesterday, the joke was, what does Donald Trump have in common with a pumpkin? He's orange on the outside, hollow on the inside, and destined to be discarded in early November.
These days, Durst knows he will often face an audience that may be deeply divided in their political perspectives. So he says he prepares a show that is, to coin a phrase, fair and balanced.
What I try to do is hit both sides. With Trump and with Hillary and Bernie and Ted Cruz, those are my mainstays right now. But I try to mix it up a little. I do all the Republicans, and then I do all the Democrats, and then I end with Hillary, and then Donald Trump. So it does seem fair.
Durst follows the daily news closely to fold new developments into his carefully scripted act, which he says is pitched to an audience that he also expects to be reasonably well-informed.
The show is not for everybody. This is for people who read or know someone who does. I actually had comment cards when I used to work at comedy clubs, and one was, I didn't come here to think. I actually had that framed. And if you get 90% of the jokes in my act, I will give you a free cookie.
But right now, Durst is worried. Slightly, about what his future holds beyond Election Day.
I have no idea. My career evaporates on November 9th because people do not want to hear about politics after the election is over.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.